WMWD.
Morning, Mark. Heading into the weather service here.
Okay. Well, watch out for the deer. On my way in, they had a certain look in their eyes. Standing right up there near the road. So, all right, we'll stand by down here. So far, so good. NAWD.
All right, thanks, Mark. I'm about 25 minutes, half hour getting there and getting everything up and running. So we'll talk to you a little bit later. NAWD and 8 minutes in mobile.
NAZSA, W8FI.
Just pulling into NWS, Andrew.
Answer my question. Thank you, sir. We're standing by.
NAZSA, Micah.
W8FI, Wayne County.
This is NAZSA for KDTX. National Weather Service. I'm waiting for them to print out the actual watch bulletin. We currently have watch that was issued for Washtenaw County and Livingston County until 3:15. At 2:16, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles northeast of Eden Rapids to Cement City and moving east at 55 miles per hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the threats from this particular storm. Severe thunderstorms will be near Manchester around 2:30, Linden Township, and Chelsea around 2:35, Monadilla and Plainfield around 2:40, Conway Township and Pinckney State Recreation Area around 2:45, Milan and Pittsfield Township around 2:50, Cahokta and Willis around 2:55 a.m. break. National Weather Service issues severe thunderstorm warning for Lenawee County until 3:30. At 2:20, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Cement City to 12 miles southwest of Hudson and moving east at 50 miles per hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail were the threats from this particular storms for Lenawee. Severe thunderstorms will be near Munson and Cambridge Junction around 2:30. Springville and Medina around 2:35, Cadmus and Seneca around 2:40, Weston and Sand Creek around 2:45, Jasper and Tecumseh around 2:50, Ridgeway and Palmyra around 2:55. Break. Okay, I'll read the watch here in a little bit, in a couple seconds. I already know I have Washtenaw County. I talked to Mark on the way in, and Andrew, as I was just pulling into NWS here for Wayne County. Are there any other counties wishing to check in to the MyConNet at this time?
This is KCABAB, Livingston County.
Okay, KCABAB, Livingston County. Can I get your name, please?
Name here is John.
Okay, John, thank you very much, and I'll take you. You're under yellow, as well as Mark is under yellow for your guys' warnings. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the key station net at this time? Okay, let me get the watch bulletin and go through that, and we'll wait and see if anybody else wants to check in. I'll go get that watch bulletin in a second here. This is KDTX National Weather Service, White Lake, 229. Okay, National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch 382 in effect until 8 a.m. this morning for the following areas. In our CWA, we have 8 counties, and they are Lenawee, Monroe, Washtenaw, Livingston, Oakland, Wayne, Macomb, and St. Clair. That's it for this watch. Are there any other stations, one more time, to check into the MyConNet?
This is November 8, Bravo, Mike Bravo, Macomb County.
Hey, am I right when I say Dennis, correct?
That would be correct.
All right, I think I may have wrote your call down, Dennis, or wrong, Dennis. Could you give it to me one more time, sir? I'm popular belief, I'm still sleeping.
Sleep is overrated. November 8th, Bravo, Mike Bravo.
All right, Dennis, thanks a lot. Are there any other counties wishing to check in? Okay, that was mostly noise. Was that you again, Dennis, or is there somebody else trying to check in?
Might have been me. What I said was I may hand off to another key station. It just depends on what happens and how busy I get here. So.
Message received. Okay. At 2:31. Hopefully it'll be a fast-moving event, and I can go back to bed. This is KDTX National Weather Service White Lake. Okay, Piper, I just got your text. No problem. I did get your message. You can't get into the repeater. KDTX. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Washington and Livingston counties until 3:15. At 2:29, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Williamson to Manchester and moving east at 50 miles per hour. Once again, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the threats from these line of storms. Severe thunderstorms will be near Unadilla and Pinckney State Recreation Area around 2:40, Conway Township and Milan around 2:45, Cahokta and Pittsfield Township around 2:50, Willis and Whitaker around 2:55, Tyrone Township and Salem around 3 a.m. This is KDTX National Weather Service White Lake at 2:34. All stations currently on the net. I am here by myself, so if you could send damage reports or hold them till the end of the event, that would be greatly appreciated. If it's something very major, if you could send in your reports on chat, NWS chat. If you do not have a chat account, then please call me on the radio here, and I'll do the best I can. This is KDTX.
Macomb County's good.
Thanks, Dennis. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Lenawee County until 3:30. At 2:30 a.m., severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from Addison to Morenci and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards, 70 miles an hour, and wind gust and penny-sized hail. Severe thunderstorms will be near Cambridge Junction and Weston around 2:45, Sand Creek and Jasper around 2:50, Tipton and Ogden Center around 2:55. Clinton and Palmyra around 3 o'clock. Regia, if I'm pronouncing that right, and Ridgeway around 3:05. Deerfield and Britton around 3:10. This is KDTX National Weather Service Information out 2:38. If there's anybody monitoring in Genesee County, we will be issuing a watch shortly for Genesee County. So, Genesee County, if you are monitoring, stand by for a watch. It's KDTX National Weather. I'm sorry, a warning. Warning. Scratch that. A warning for Genesee County is coming. Says KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. Genesee County and Shiawassee County, you have a severe thunderstorm warning, which is in effect until 3:45. At 2:37, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from 5 miles northeast of Hazlitt to Williamston to Gregory and moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Hazard are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Severe thunderstorms will be near Bennington around 2:50, Corunna and Owosso around 2:55, Vernon and Gaines around 3 a.m., Juddville and Fenton around 3:05, New Lothrop and Swartz Creek around 3:10, Grand Blanc at 3:15. Warning includes the areas surrounding these locations: Swartz Creek, Otisville, Maurice, Lennon, Gaines, Fenton, Corona, Burton, Perry, Lothrop, Montrose, Grand Blanc, Flushing, Durand, Clio, Bancroft, Owosso, Mount Morris, Linden, Goodrich, Flint, Davison, and Byron. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Information out 243.
Wayne County to Micon.
Only if you have my logging database, Andrew.
Good, I'm working on it. I'll just let you know, we went to green.
Okay. Put you down at green at 244. KDTX National Weather Service. Man, it sounds like I'm having too much coffee.
DTX from Macomb.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Yeah, what's your user on chat so I can find you?
Are you regarding chat?
Affirmative.
Okay, that has to be approved from Mr. Pullman, so you probably won't be able to get in there and get on there. So, with that, if you have anything to give to me, I will be glad to take it over the radio from you. Just, you know, warnings will precede anything that I can take from you at the time, but I'll do my best to get your information.
I'm already approved and in. I'm asking for your username so I can find you.
Oh, just, I'm not logged in here. I'm not logged in at the desk. If you find one of the, which one of you guys will be taking reports off chat? Who can he send it to? Okay. Forecasters will watch. You'll see which ones are logged in, and you can make your report there.
Okay, good enough. I'll call.
Thanks, Dennis. I don't keep my user address in my mind, so I forget to bring it here so I can log in from the desk here, so that's generally at home when I'm on there. So sorry about that, sir. KDTX.
Not a problem. NAPB.
Washington Auto Micah.
Good, Washington.
I have a severe report for you. At 0245, train spotter reporting 65 miles per hour winds estimated.
Mark, right during your report, all I got was train spotter, 65 mile an hour winds, but I couldn't hear anything else because you all went white noise on me. Could I get the city or town, please?
Roger. 2 south of Chelsea.
I don't know what's going on. Hope it's nothing with that repeater. 2 miles south of Chelsea, but I still didn't get the roads. You're all noise. I don't know if you have to hook up your power or if you're already at the max, but let me get them street intersections again, or, you know, try your best.
Yeah, let me switch to the Fenton machine. Is this better or worse?
Oh, God, that's 100% better.
Okay. Well, I have a stronger signal strength on Detroit, so that's all right. M52 in Jerusalem. M52 in Jerusalem. 2 south of Chelsea. Train spotter estimating 65.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, beautiful signal now, so... Thank you very much, Mark. KDTX National Weather.
Mike on from Oakland.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, Ted. I'm going to set the net up from home. I'm going to open in a minute here, and we'll go straight to position 3. And
okay. Wow, you're scratchy into it too, and I'm assuming you're going in through TJ's machine. I wonder if TJ's machine's having some issues. I'll get you down at 252.
Thanks, Daddy.
This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Washtenaw and Livingston counties until 3:15. At 2:50, severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from Cohocta to Ann Arbor and moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazards are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Trained weather spotters have reported estimated 65-mile-an-hour winds, and that would be at the last report 2 miles south of Chelsea at M52 in Jerusalem. Severe thunderstorms will be near Willis around 2:55, Tyrone Township and Heartland around 3, Salem around 3:05. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Oakland County and Wayne County in southeast Michigan until 4 a.m. At 2:50, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Cohocta to Milan and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, radar indicated. Severe thunderstorms will be near South Lyon and around 3:05, New Hudson and Sumter Township around 3:10, Holly and Wixom area around 3:15, Holly State Rec area, Recreation Area, and Wolverine Lake around 3:20, Woodhaven and West Bloomfield around 3:25, Ortonville and Wyandotte around 3:30. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Oakland County and Wayne County until 4 a.m. This is KDTX Information Out 256. There's a station trying to check into the MyCon.net. You were all noise. It's KDTX.
MyCon from a call.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, with Oakland's warning, we're bumping up the green.
Message received, 256.
MyCon from Oakland.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I want to let you know we copy the warning for Oakland, W808K.
At 2:57, KDTX National Weather.
Wayne, can I get a mic on?
Go ahead, Andrew. Didn't get any of that, Andrew. All noise. Okay, I think I pulled out of that. You copied the warning. Okay. Yeah, 2:58. KDTX. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, with an update for Lenawee County. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Lenawee County until 3:30. At 2:55, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Clinton to 8 miles southwest of Blissfield and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Radar indicated is the source. Severe thunderstorms will be near Regia around and Ridgeway, excuse me, around 3:05, Deerfield and Britton around 3:10. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. Information out, 3 a.m. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Washtenaw and Livingston counties until 3:15. At 2:59, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Linden to Dixboro and moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazards are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. source trained weather spotter. Severe thunderstorms will affect mainly rural areas of Livingston and Washtenaw counties. So this is KDTX National Weather Service information out 301. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for eastern Shiawassee and Genesee counties until 3:45. At 2:59, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Corona to Gaines to Heartland and moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are hazards. Sources radar indicated. Severe thunderstorms will be near New Lothrop and Swartz Creek around 3:10, Montrose and Grand Blanc around 3:15, Clio and Atlas around 3:20, Thetford Township and Genesee around 3:25, Otisville around 3:30. This is KDTX National Weather Service, information out 303.
W8FSM, WF5X.
What do you mean, W8FSM? Randy Kipp's going to be here in about a half hour up here to the Weather Service, KDTX.
Okay. You guys got it then, I take it.
Yes, sir. Go back to bed. Because you might want to get a couple minutes sleep before it comes slamming through your county.
Yeah, Oakland County set off their sirens, so I got the page from that, too. All right, WFLX.
Yeah, we're getting phone call after phone call up here because of it, too, so. Oh, well. Good morning, KDTX National Weather.
All right, thanks. WFLX, talk to you later.
I'm trying to sleep, what the hell? Thought it got weak, or what the hell?
Hey, watch the language. I got the radio turned up here in the Weather Service. KDTX.
Damn it, whatever.
Storm should be around your front doorstep right now, Freddy. We're under a watch until 8 a.m. I'm up here covering the net. KDTX, National Weather.
Yes, the room is lighting up like a Christmas tree. And the pager just went off and it's thundering and lightning. So, yes, it's here. W8FSM.
Go back to bed. You need it. KDTX. Says KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. National Weather Service in Detroit Pine Acre has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Monroe County in southeast Michigan until 4:15. At 3:08, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Milan to Blissfield and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Sources radar indicated severe thunderstorms will be near Azalea around 3:15, Oakville and Petersburg around 3:20, Lambertville around 3:25, Schofield and Samaria around 3:30, Carlton around 3:35, Erie and Luna Pier around 3:40. Break. This is KDTX National Weather Service with an update for Oakland County. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Wayne and Oakland counties until 4 a.m. At 3:08, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Fenton to Salem to Willis and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Quarter-size hail. Sources radar indicated. Severe thunderstorms will be near Wixom and Walled Lake around 3:15, Holly and Wolverine Lake around 3:20, Holly State Rec Area and West Bloomfield around 3:25, Ortonville and Woodhaven around 3:30, Wyandotte and Trenton around 3:35, Detroit and River Rouge around 3:40. This is KDTX National Weather Service, White Lake.
KDTX from Genesee.
Is that Genesee?
Yeah, just let you know we're up and operating here. Genesee.
All right, we'll put you down there, Dale. KDTX 313. Bit of information, guys. I am seeing more lightning strikes than I've ever seen out of my years of chasing, just looking at the cameras here at NWS. So this is going to be quite the light show, guys. This is KDTX.
Can you tell you the mic on?
Station calling.
Am I coming through at all, Pat? I think my radio might be on the fritz again.
Your radio might be on the fritz again? Okay. What's up? Okay, Andrew, since you're getting some major stuff going through your city and being the time of night it is, prepare to write down a phone number. Either that or you can call the spotter line here. Break. I got to read an announcement. Hang on. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for eastern Lenawee County until 3:30. At 3:12, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Clinton to Ottawa Lake and moving east 40 miles per hour. 70 mile an hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the hazards. Radar indicated, severe thunderstorms will affect mainly rural areas of eastern Lenawee County. Says KDTX information out 317.
KDTX, Livingston County.
Go ahead, Genesee.
This is Livingston County, and we're going to go back to standby. KC8BAB, Livingston County, Skywarn.
Sorry about that, Livingston. I thought you were Genesee. I'm working two radios here. Okay, get you back down to green at 319. KDTX.
KB8DIL.
Station calling, this is KDTX.
This is KB8DIL from Onsted. If you want any measured reports, I can give it. If you don't, that'd be fine.
Okay, Stacey, you're going to have to go through your county Skywarn net. You're going to have to go to your Sky. This is for the individual counties in this net. Break. Severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Shiawassee County is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Genesee County. At 3:16, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from Flushing to Flint to Holly and moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Hazard 70 mile an hour wind gust, quarter size hail indicated by radar. Severe thunderstorms will be near Thetford Township and Genesee around 3:25, Otisville around 3:30. This is KETX, National Weather Service information out, 3:21.
Could you give me a frequency, sir? I'm new to the area.
What county are you in, sir?
Lenawee.
Okay, guess what? You just became Lenawee's contact because we have nobody checked in here for Lenawee. And they have a hard time getting into our net. So try to hold your reports until the end. If they're major, major reports, then break in. But let me get your call down on the check-in roster for Lenawee County. Go with your call again, sir.
Kilo Bravo 8 Delta India Lima. Years ago, I used to be Northwestern Ohio Emergency Skywarn Coordinator, but that was years ago.
Hey, at least I've got a contact in Lenawee County. So, break, got to read a warning here. KDTX. This is KDTX, National Weather Service in White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning for Lapeer County in southeast Michigan and Macomb County in southeast Michigan until 4:15. At 3:20, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Burton to Southfield and moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Winds are 70 mile an hour or greater, quarter size hail, radar indicated. Severe thunderstorms will be near Elba and Hadley around 3:30, Columbiaville and Centerline around 3:35, Thornville and Stony Creek Metro Park around 3:40, Roseville and Clinton Township around 3:45, North Branch and Ray Center around 3:50, Chesterfield Township and Goodland Township around 3:55. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Once again, Lapeer County and Macomb County. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:15. KDTX National Weather Service information out 3:23. All stations be advised, MyCon will be away from the radio for a couple minutes here. All thanks to caffeine. KDTX. All stations, MyCon is back on the air. Was there any key stations trying to contact MyCon at this time? Okay, hearing nothing. This is KDTX National Weather Service, 3:30. This is KDTX National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for eastern Wayne County and eastern Oakland counties until 4 a.m. At 3:29, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Oxford to Southfield to Flat Rock and moving east at 45 miles per hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the hazards. Source is radar indicated. Severe thunderstorms will be near Leonard and Detroit around 3:40. Northeast Detroit and downtown Detroit around 3:45. Harper Woods and Belle Isle around 3:50. Grosse Pointe Park around 3:55. This is KDTX National Weather Service, White Lake. Information out, 3:31. Break. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Lenawee County has expired. The line of storms that prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. This is KDTX National Weather Service, White Lake. KB8 DIL, are you good on that, sir?
KB8 DIL, copy.
Can I get your first name for the log, sir?
The name is Bruce.
Okay, I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Do you know of any major damage in your area that you might want to give me right now? There's a break in the printer action here.
I have no major damage to report at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm going to remember your name and call time because you're the only one that we've had check in from Lenawee County in years, so I want to thank you for taking the time to check in with us this morning. KDTX, have to read another statement. This is KDTX, National Weather Service. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Monroe County until 4:15. At 3:29, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Willis to 5 miles southwest of Ida and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Radar indicated is our source. Severe thunderstorms will be near Erie and Luna Pier around 3:40, Toledo Beach and Bowles Harbor around 3:45, Newport around 3:50, Stony Point and South Rockwood around 3:55. Break. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Macomb and Lapeer counties until 4:15. At 3:29, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Davison to Royal Oak and moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Hazards are 70-mile-an-hour wind gust, quarter-size hail. Our source is radar indicated. Severe thunderstorms will be near Thornville and Stony Creek Metro Park around 3:40, Roseville and Clinton Township around 3:45, North Branch and Ray Center around 3:50, Chesterfield Township and Goodland Township around 3:55, Richmond and New Haven around 4 a.m. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, information out, 3:34.
DTX from Macomb.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I'm just trying to get a little caught up here. 3:22, we went yellow.
Message received at 3:35.
KDTX, Livingston County.
Go ahead, Livingston.
I just wanted to report to you that Green Oak and Brighton Township are reporting
quite a few trees down and lines down. No specifics, but they're calling out quite a few folks.
I think you heard that off Green Oak Township Fire.
That's from 911 KCAV.
Okay, thank you, sir. KDTX 336. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. The severe thunderstorm warning for Genesee County is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. I'm sure you'll be glad to hear that, Dale. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, information out 338.
Genesee County, copies.
Copy that. Got thunderstorm warning.
ETX, you copy that?
I just heard you acknowledging me. Did you say something else you may have dropped out?
No, I was just acknowledging that I copied that. We'll see if there's any more damage reports. We have multiple trees down, some structure fires possibly started by lightning, and we'll try to get some of those reports to you. KCAZXM.
Okay, I should have another operator here in a little bit to give me a hand with that, so try to take it easy. I mean, I'm here by myself right now. So, when you get some reports, just if it's just still me here, just make sure you give it to me real slow so I can get the right info down. KDTX.
This is KDTX, a severe thunderstorm westward to Royal Oak, to Trenton, and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Royal Oak, Oxford, downtown Detroit, Wyandotte, Taylor, Rochester, Gros Hill, Dearborn, Trenton, Southfield, Pontiac, Flat Rock, and Birmingham. This is KDTX out of 344. This is KDTX, the National Weather Service in Detroit thunderstorm warning with St. Clair County in southeast Michigan. AM, Rattle Run in Columbus around 3 Valley Center in Goodells around 4 a.m. Jewel and Elmer around 4:15 a.m. The warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Yale, Port Sanlac, Melvin, Marine City, Parsons Island, Croswell, Crown City, St. Clair, Port Huron, Marysville, Lexington, Emmett, Carsonville, and Applegate. This is KDTX out of 345.
KDTX from Genesee County.
Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, Chief, we're clear. We're going offline here in Genesee County. No major reports coming in just yet. 911 center is having some issues getting some reports in. They're flooded with some problems right now, but no major reports to we're clear here in Genesee County. KCHZXO.
All right, Dale. Thanks for checking in with me this morning. We originally didn't have you in the watch area, but you know how that builds sometimes. But I do have my second operator here. He's new, so if you do have something to get to us as far as a damage report, just make sure you go slow until he gets used to the forms here and everything, and we should be able to take damage reports now. So if you got anything you need to pass to us, feel free to do so. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, 354.
We copied. Thanks a lot for your guys' help down there. KCHZX up, Genesee County, clear.
Mike Hunt from Oakland County.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Ted, I was wondering if you copied direct on the damage report and the OAK repeater.
Negative. We got a lot of things going on here right now. Kip's here right now, so go ahead and give him the report. Just got to go slow because he's getting used to this.
Don't have a specific time on the report. One of our area. 4-inch trees and branches down with some lights without power, as was a portion of Western Walled Lake. And that's the end of the report.
I have no idea what's going on with TJ's machine. We got Western Walled Lake. We didn't get the size of the trees. And unknown if you gave us an intersection or anything. We did get Western Walled Lake. You know, if you want, pop over to the OAK where it's clear, and then we can take that report there if you'd like, because you keep fading in and out here.
Let me try it. Wixom and Wolverine Lake, numerous 2 to 4 inch branches and trees down. Power out in those same cities. Some power outages in Western Walled Lake. Do you copy?
Got it that time, sir. Thank you very much at 358.
Thank you, Ted. W80.
Okay, Jim, you'll be glad to hear this. Severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Wayne and eastern Oakland counties is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. So if you're going to check out this morning, Jim, I appreciate you getting up this morning and being there for Oakland County. And we'll be clear at 3:59. So I don't think there's anything behind this to worry about. I think most of the major stuff has already went through your county. So, this is KDTX National Weather.
Wayne County.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Received the cancellation. Moved out. Okay.
Not sure if that's your radio, Andrew, or if there might be something wrong with TJ's machine. I don't know, but you're acknowledging the cancellation of the warning. Was there anything else?
Yeah, we went to green at 359. Green status at 359.
Okay, you're turning green at 359. Hope it wasn't something bad you ate. So this is KDTX National Weather Service at 401.
KDTX, Williams County.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Livingston County's going to check out. We'll talk to you next time. GCHVAB, Livingston County.
Okay, thanks so much for being there. The severe thunderstorm warning for Lapeer County is canceled. This is KDTX, the severe thunderstorm warning remains Marlette. 7 miles east of St. Clair and moving near North Street and Blaine around 4:15 a.m. Lexington Heights and Birch Beach around 4:25 a.m. McGregor and Lexington around 4:30 locations. Yale, Port Huron, Marysville, Lakeport, Deckerville, Applegate, St. Clair, Peck, Marine City, Parsons Island, Croswell, Algonac, Sandusky, Melvin, Lexington, Emmett, Carsonville. KDTX out at 4:09 a.m.
Wayne County to Micon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're all done here. Closed up shop at 4:12 a.m.
Got you out at 4:12 a.m. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you being in there this morning. KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake.
No problem, sir. I assure you, I'm working on that software. Have a good night. W8FI clear.
Washington, are you still online? KDTX. Nothing heard. KDTX 413.
KDTX from Macomb. Yes, sir. Just letting you know. Scaled back to condition green at 0410.
Yeah, we just got the cancellation on your warning there, Macomb. Thank you very much, sir. KDTX 414.
DTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for eastern St. Clair and southeastern San Lac counties until 4:45 a.m. At 4:16 a.m., severe thunderstorms are moving along a line extending from Carsonville to Port Huron to Marine City and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorms will affect mainly rural areas of eastern St. Clair and southeastern San Lac County. So KDTX out at 418.
KDTX from Macomb County.
KDTX, go ahead, Macomb.
Yes, sir. We've gone ahead and we have terminated our net.
Thank you very much for being there, Macomb. I'll catch you around. Next, the severe thunderstorm warning for eastern St. Clair and southeastern Saints is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning is...
This is KDTX from National Weather Service, White Lake. National Weather Service has canceled severe thunderstorm watch number 382 for the following areas. In Michigan, this canceled 8 counties. In southeastern Michigan, Lenawee, Monroe, Washtenaw, Livingston, Oakland, Wayne, Macomb, and St. Clair. I'd like to thank everybody who took the time out this early this morning, get out of bed and make it in and give her the reports that you did. Really appreciate the dedication, guys. So if you're still listening, thanks for me and from NWS personnel. This is KDTX Weather Service clear at 439. 7-3, guys. Turn the repeater to normal amateur use.
KB8DIO.
Yeah, Bruce, go ahead.
Did you guys care for any measured reports?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll just make sure you do it slow so I can have my guy learn their form here. Start off with location first, city and town, and work your way down, please.
Okay, Lenawee County. Onsted. And we have sustained winds at 245 with only 17.7. Wind gust measured from 230 to 245 at 23.3. From rain measured from 215 to 315 at 1 inch. KBADIO.
Okay, Bruce, thank you very much. Anything else?
Yeah, I just moved in this area here towards the end of last summer. So I'll be happy to be able to give reports from my weather station here. And I'll let the Adrian Club know. I don't even know if they actually have weather nets on their repeater or not. I know they're listed, but I've never actually heard them. I did just recently join there, and my daughter just passed her technician test here this evening. She's only 14, so I'm sure we'll be going back down there and talking to them some more.
Well, that's cool. Tell her congratulations from MICON staff and NWS personnel here. Great job in getting her license. And like I said, you really, really, I mean, floored me when you told me where you were coming from. I'm not sure how you're getting into the machine or what part of Lenawee County you're in. We have been having issues time and time and time again. Lenawee County keeps telling us that they have no repeater, they can't get into it, so on and so forth. To hear our reports or give us any reports back. So I guess when you talk with Adrian Club down there, find out their local subnet, their VHF Skywarn frequency, and maybe with your station that you've got here and you're able to get in so clearly, you might be able to help out and take over Skywarn ops there if you, you know, so choose to, you know, take on that task. But again, I really appreciate you being there for Lenawee County, because this has been years since I've actually talked with anybody down there. Hats off. I mean, we're glad to hear from you down there in Lenawee County tonight.
I'm coming in on 443.575, wherever that is located. And the Adrian repeater is listed. I found on the net that they are listed as a Skywarn frequency for Lenawee County, but I have not heard any Skywarn activity on there. This may be old info. They may not have anybody active. I will talk to them about that the next chance I get. Let them know I'm able to contact you through this frequency. I am blessed. I live on a hill here, 1,050-foot ground elevation, so I could pretty well talk to anything I can hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That explains a whole heck of a lot, your ground elevation. That's great. When we're looking for reports, how our form is here, you know, the winds will start 40 to 50 mile an hour, 50 to 57 mile an hour, 58 to 60, 60 to 70, 70 to 80, or 80 plus. Then we look for wind damage, such as small branches, limbs are down, trees down, you know, the size, wires, poles. Any building damage you come across, and the hail size, we're wanting to know quarter size, all the way up through golf ball size. That's what's on our list here. And then the standard, which would be a non-severe if you see a wall cloud or a funnel cloud, and then the severe would be the tornado, obviously. So, and then usually the time that you get the report, and then we write down the time you called into us. So that's how our forms are down here. So, and if you get a little bit in more in with the, I don't know what's beeping here. Hang on. Oh, it was my radio. If you get in with the county down there to do the Skywarn net for the next meeting, the fall coordinators meeting, it's held up here in White Lake. Probably send an invitation to you to attend that meeting if you so, you know, choose to want to attend. So, okay, we're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to go back home to bed for a couple hours. And again, I appreciate your reports tonight, Bruce. KETX, National Weather Service, White Lake, 73. Have a good day.
Okay. If you could, maybe send me an email with your form or a little more information of how you guys operate there. And my email is just my call, kbadil@bex.net. BEX.net. I'd appreciate that, and I'll help out in whatever fashion I can, and that would be a way you can notify me of a meeting, and if I'm able to attend, I may, but that would be a one heck of a drive for me. I am down here about 3.5 miles south of Michigan International Speedway, if that helps you understand my location any better. So, yeah, I'd appreciate hearing from you guys. Like I said, it's been many years ago. I used to be the Northwestern Ohio Emergency Skywarn Coordinator. So I probably forgot more than I ever knew. So thank you much, 73 from KBADIL Onsted.
73, Bruce. Have a good morning. KGTX. And with that, we're going to shut down the radios here. So all of who is still listening, 73, have a good day. KGTX National Weather, clear and off the air at 446.